So from small beginnings, now the next step is to stabilize what has been created and bring the philosophy into the temple. To bring Ayurveda and the Jyotisha into the temples. To bring highly educated English-speaking Swamis into the temples. And to make Hinduism intellectually, spiritually, as well as devotionally strong. And I'm thinking about the Western world, and that'll feed back to India. So this all comes from the sacrifice. And sacrifice is the soul of the individual moving forward. You are a soul, living in an astral body, living in a physical body, having an intellect and moods and emotions. You are a soul. And as that soul pushes forward and claims its heritage, religion comes up within the community. And as religion comes up within the community, because souls gather together regularly, solve their problems, work through their karmas. We have a small group coming up in Phoenix, Arizona. The Adinam here sent a 1,200-pound Ganesha deity to the satsang group, and it's pulled the entire Hindu community of every community in the Phoenix area together, and they're forming a society around it. And the leaders of the society, of course, are getting criticized. That comes with it. And I told them, now, as soon as you form the society, everybody's going to be very happy and settled down. And then there'll be a split in about 5 months. It's predictable. The North will go and say, we need a North Indian temple, and the South will go and say, we need the South Indian temple, and they won't like each other. Then they will count their finances among themselves and find out that they don't have enough money for two temples. So they'll get back together and compromise. And this is Lord Ganesha's grace in working with the communities. They'll get back together and compromise. So when the split comes, don't worry about it. And my representatives in getting these temples going don't join the board of directors. So they sit with the board of directors representing me. And if they join the board of directors, they could be voted out. So because they can't be voted out, they're right there permanently. So don't be unhappy when the split comes and all the hate comes up within everyone, because that dates back thousands of years. Right back to probably Ramayana time, when the book disparaged the southern people. Don't be worried about that. Just stay right with it and let Lord Ganesha work it out in his swastika way. And you don't know what move he's going to make yet, but it is predictable that that'll happen. Why? It happened in Salt Lake City. It happened in Temple going to New Zealand. It happened in Anchorage, Alaska. It happened in Seattle. Just what people do. And that's the magic of religion. It's an inner force that moves humanity forward. It's a spiritual force that comes from up, down. It's a force that if you put it into words, you would not be able to describe it. If you put it into thought, you would not be able to think about it accurately. But if you just feel that spiritual force, which brought you all here today, you are feeling Sanatana Dharma, modern Hinduism, ancient Hinduism. It will never go away, because why? It's like science. Science just discovered existence of gravity Gravity is not going to go away. Karma is not going to go away. Reincarnation is not going to go away. The existence of all pervasive gods is not going to go away. And all the gods are coming out of exile now and beginning to work in and among the people. People are seeing them in visions and having dreams of them, feeling their presence. And also, some temples are becoming more kindly and nicer to their priests. Progress is being made. We're very happy to sit here on this island and where we're between Asia and North America and Europe and watch the progress as it comes up year after year after year. Our public service is Hinduism today, as you all know, and we support several orphanages as well, whereas other monastic communities have orphanages that they run personally, schools, and other kinds of public service. So the renunciate, the sannyasin, is one who has done a good job of renunciation. He's figured it all out and transformed himself from one kind of a person to a different kind of person. And is tireless in his ability to serve. I'm going to send the Swamis and the Madhavasis on their way now, and then we're going to have a short Abhishekam of the Kumbha on the Shivalingam. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya.